Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapters 4 to 6. Are we willing to be fools for the sake of Christ? We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 9 to 13 like this, the words of Apostle Paul. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as a filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. We live in a day and age when blessings from God are being equated with material prosperity and riches. The prosperity gospel and the seeker-friendly, feel-good preaching is attracting a lot of followers, and many of the mega churches worldwide are advocating such a kind of gospel. Christian leaders have also advocated the name and claim doctrine by twisting the words of Jesus found in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. There are big-time television preachers who are propagating the sow the seed and reap the harvest theology, which expounds that God will multiply our monetary seed of faith when we donate money into their ministry and will reap a multiplied harvest of riches. Sadly, a majority of Christian believers are supporting these kinds of ministries without having any knowledge of the true biblical discipleship and ministry. Keeping this in context, the above powerful passage from Apostle Paul makes use of the biting irony to show the Corinthian believers how shallow was their understanding of the true gospel and the real apostolic ministry. The apostle points out the arrogance of the Corinthians and describes that the apostles are like exhibits in a sideshow. In fact, their sufferings are comparable to the pain and public humiliation of captives condemned to die. The apostles are like gladiators fighting to the death in the Roman arena, or like criminals thrown to the lions being made a spectacle as a grand finale to a day's sport in a Colosseum. The whole world and the heavenly angels are witnesses to the humiliation of God's servants and apostles. Thus, the apostles have suffered ill treatment for the sake of Christ, as their world considered them as outcasts. Apostle Paul lists the hardships he personally had suffered, both physical and verbal abuse, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 to 30. However, for reviling, they returned blessing. When they were persecuted, they did not fight back, but patiently endured. When defamed, they entreated people to accept the Lord Jesus. In short, they were made as a filth and the scum of the earth for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The apostles were considered fools because they knew and preached nothing but Christ. The question to ask ourselves today is this: are we willing to be fools for the sake of Christ? Let us understand that true strength is found in understanding our weakness and sufficiency of Christ. In the words of Apostle Paul that he penned in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, we read like this: therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.